Rock, sport and talk.
Liverpool Live with Mick Coyle.
This is Radio City Talk.
Anfield is the host of New Zealand versus England this weekend. A man who's going to be down there and a man who's showing support for the great work that's going to be taking place around the game is rugby league legend Robbie Hunter-Paul, who joins us on the programme. Now, Robbie, thank you for your time. Absolute pleasure to have you on the programme.
No problem, Mick. Thanks for having me, and legend, or we'll put that in inverted commas.
Now, you're supporting the Movember Foundation, of course. We're into November now, and Movember this week has become a little bit more than just about the moustaches. This is about making connections with men to sort of know what they're doing when it comes to both their physical and mental health.
That's right. Look, Movember specifically look after three sort of areas: prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health and well-being. And the reality is, look, especially in the north of England, and this is a real serious note, the north of England, we have a sort of way about us up here in the north of England. It's just, you know, tight, stiff upper lip type of thing. What does it mean to man up, that type of thing? Don't share your issues, don't share your problems. And it's leading to premature deaths. The averages across the north of England are absolutely abhorrent. What we can do is use the power of sport to leverage awareness, start breaking down these stigmas and start to reshape what this thing is we call manning up. Because at the end of the day, our families, they need us to be around. So when it comes to talking about sensitive issues like prostate cancer and testicular cancer, there's this thing that we do here in the north of England, and that's sort of like suffering in silence because it's the right way that we were brought up to do. Well, that's nonsense now. Let's break down that and let's start talking about it. Talk to a friend, talk to the doctor, get along there and talk about it. Mental health and well-being is even more taboo than prostate cancer and testicular cancer. So it's important that we break down those stigmas, those stereotypes, and we start to, you know, what it means to go for a beer with a mate starts to take a little bit of a different shape, because good mates, they'll look after you. They will help you with anything that's going on in your life and allow you to be a better you, a better version of yourself, more productive, more constructive. And I think that's what we're really working towards. The Man Van is absolutely brilliant. It's a gifted resource from Movember 2 Rugby League Cares, the national charity for the sport of rugby league. And it's a big behemoth of a van. It's a physical van. It's driven by former Super League stars, international stars. All of those guys are on hand. When it's going to be at the stadium at Anfield this week, it's going to have current squad members from both England international team and New Zealand international team down there. I'm going to be along there also interacting with the audience. And it's the whole concept behind it is let's start men talking.
Absolutely.
You know, let's get talking about issues that are important to us. And the things that are stopping us from being as productive and constructive as we can.
We talk a lot on the program about trying to give men the opportunity to talk or create an environment where they can talk. You almost got to lure them into that. With the Man Van, you've got this incredible bit of kit. It's a huge coach, which has kind of got all the bells and whistles with it. Is that the sort of thing you've got to do? You've got to try and appeal to the rugby league fan who might be predominantly male and say, look, this is for you. It's for us. It's about everybody. And it's for the good of you that you might have these conversations.
That's right. You hit it on the nail on the head there. Look, the rugby league audience is predominantly a working class audience, as it is in football. And so it's a good synergy between the rugby league greater audience and the Liverpool supporter base for the football club. And it's about being able to speak a different narrative within an environment that men are comfortable in speaking. You know, when going to the rugby, well, what are they doing at the rugby? At the rugby this week, they had this thing called the Man Van there, and they were doing, you know, they had a professional barber there that was cutting hair, loads of stuff for the kids. There's a Wheel of Fortune there, a buzz wire game. It's a bit like Operation. You know, you can't touch the edges. Loads of stuff for the children to be engaging with and actually get them thinking about what it means to be a man. What it means to be a man in modern society. Look, life isn't getting easier. It's actually getting tougher. Social media is putting more pressure on us, more, you know, I was listening to an article this morning talking about the fact that we get 24-hour news at the moment. Mm. Our bodies just aren't, our evolutionary self isn't used to that. you know, 24-hour news comes generally, what do we see most of the time? Bad news. We're pouring all this pressure, psychological pressure onto ourselves, and we need an outlet. We need to be able to recognize it and identify with it and deal with it in comfortable and safe surroundings. And you know, not have this fear that you're going to be othered or stigmatized because you are talking openly about your fears. Now, for me personally, this afternoon I'm going to be releasing a video talking about something that happened to me in 2016 via my social media accounts. And what I'm looking to do there is say, if I can talk to thousands of people and talk to them about an intimate situation that happened to me, you know, I was CEO at a professional sports club. We had a death in the family. The wages weren't paid at the sports club. I was being pulled apart, basically. And if I'm able to speak to, like that openly to thousands, tens of thousands of people, you know, that should encourage you to at least be able to speak to one person, someone that you trust, someone that's close to you. May not even be someone that's close to you. Might be a professional. Over the course of my career, I did counseling. I did hypnotism. I did anger management classes. I did a host of things to sharpen my mind. I always look at my mind as the most important organ. You know, you can build your muscles up and your strength of your joints up as much as you want. But if your brain isn't working at its most productive level, you are not going to be your most productive physical self. And that's the way I approached it. So your brain is the most important organ that we have in the body. We need to look after it. And we need to be able to break down this attitude that, you know, you've got to suffer in silence. That's nonsense. It doesn't work anymore. Sure. We're losing too many people to suicide. We're losing too many people are losing too much time dealing with mental health issues without dealing with it at the beginning, fixing the cause rather than the effect.
So the man van is going to be at the Anfield Stadium ahead of the England versus New Zealand game this weekend. I'll be rolling up as well. The likes of Robbie Hunter-Paul will be down there. He's joining us on the programme right now. Robbie, I've spoken many times about the world of rugby league and how it deals now with mental health. You mentioned Rugby League Cares there. Obviously, we'll touch on state of mind as well. And this often goes back to the case of Terry Newton, a tragic case, but one which the sport looked at and said, we can do something about this. And now more than 10 years on, rugby league is a sport which takes this so seriously, that puts this right front and centre and isn't embarrassed or ashamed to talk about it, doesn't see the stigma around it. We'll say, well, this happened to one individual. Why did it happen? How can we stop it happening to others?
And that's right. It hit everyone like a missile. I remember when I found out it was the 2010 championship finals. A friend of mine was playing in the finals, and I was watching the finals day, and I was enjoying the game. We're about 10-15 minutes into the game, and the game was exciting. And one of the journalists behind me, I was sitting by the media area, and they just said, "Did you hear about Terry Newton?" I said, "No." He said, "He committed suicide last night," and that hit me like a missile. One of my best friends growing up, he committed suicide when I first came to England, and I always, at that time, I just sort of like I took the day off, but really just put it behind me, and I didn't know Terry that well. I knew him enough to talk to him and speak and have a general conversation with him. But when he committed suicide, what it did, it boiled up all the rest of the emotions that I had sort of suppressed when I was 21, when my mate took his life. And that it had a similar type of effect that resonated throughout our entire sport. And it was great, because from that spawned out of it State of Mind. Mm. And from that, Rugby League Cares have worked quite closely with State of Mind to develop a number of solutions and services in and around it. Last year, they launched their offload program, working with Salford, Widnes and Warrington, where they worked with it wasn't just about the players or the players that were delivering the classes themselves, but actually it was about the community surrounding the sport. So a lot of investments delivered into the players themselves and player welfare managers at every club, and working with the players on their post-life, the transition from being an athlete to post-athlete, because that's wherein lies a lot of the issues and problems, is who am I? But equally, they felt that something needed to, some extra support that goes beyond the clubs into the communities. Well, it's not beyond the clubs because it's still the communities of the clubs. So it's about making the sport larger than just the clubs and the teams. It's about including the support as well. And the findings from that have been absolutely phenomenal. Just to note that they've actually been able to roll that program into businesses as well. So there's businesses, I won't mention who they are because they've not been sort of like profiled like that yet. But there's big, major businesses across the north of England that have invested into this offload program. And the offload program is delivered by former professional athletes. They take these classes, they deliver these classes, and they get staff and men talking about you know the issues that they're delivering. So yes, big groundswell of momentum going behind this, and it's because it's becoming more and more relevant, and it is a really positive aspect that the sport is sort of like is leveraged and is getting behind, and I just think it's a wonderful thing. And I've reached out to quite a few ex-professionals, international players, asking them would they like to get involved. Every single one of them has put their hand up and said, yeah, I'd like to be a part of that, because they made their living off those communities and off the greater communities of rugby league for so long, and they not only feel like it'd be something interesting for them to do, but it's also an opportunity for them to give back.
Give back and give back to the community. Robbie, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you joining us on the programme. Enjoy your stay in Liverpool as well, ahead of that New Zealand-England game, and enjoy the game as well. Because of course, at the end of the domestic season, the internationals come around as well, and this should be an interesting one in spectacular surroundings, Anfield Stadium.
Absolutely. It's going to be it's the biggest of the three games so far. The first game is always about the arm wrestle and trying to figure each other out. England won. New Zealand, there were a few distant eyes. I was talking to the New Zealand camp post-match, and four of my ex-teammates from my international days are part of that setup, and they all had a little bit of disbelief. So I can promise you New Zealand's going to come out. They did the haka at Anfield the other day when they went to check the stadium out. I think it's been doing the rounds around social media. I can promise you now, to all the Liverpool fans that are listening, get along and watch it. Watch it live, because the haka that they performed the other day in the canteen, watch what they performed at England on Sunday afternoon, because it will have 10 times more impact, 10 times more passion, 10 times more energy. And because this is everything for New Zealand Rugby League. New Zealand slipped down the ranking. 3 years ago, they were number one in the world. They've slipped down to third place. They're trying to rebuild that again, getting ready for the 2021 international. So be under no illusion. They're driving this like because they know that if they lose this game, they've lost the series.
Sure.
They've got to pour everything that they have into this game. The third game will take care of itself, but they've got to turn up and give it absolutely everything that they've got, all their professionalism, all their skills, and they've got some of the best strike weapons on the planet. But I tell you this, the only problem they've got, there's an England team that stood in front of them, and tens of thousands of England fans.
Robbie Hunter-Paul, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Robbie Hunter-Paul there, rugby league legend. I'm allowed to say that. He's going to be at Anfield as well. And the man van has been rolling into town. You might have seen it if you're at the grand final or at the KCOM for the first of the rugby league internationals. It's also going to be at Ellen Road for the third of the rugby league internationals. But keep your eye out for it. England versus New Zealand at Anfield. And a haka to remember this coming weekend.
Mental Health Monday with Mick Coyle.
On Radio City Talk.